But only after we have the moide can we have the bakashos. We first have to have kabbalos amalchus shamayim, and then kabbalos al mitzvahs. Let's see how this continues. Oisid elachas sheshomes dvarai hayin nisa kula v'oma. Oide bepe male kima oilam lo chashavti kach. I never thought what you said. I never heard what you said. Moiram lo kibalti al atzmi ol malchus shamayim. I never was ever makabel malchus shamayim. Kefi shata tirateli, as you've explained to me, you showed me. Ein sofik shedvarecha emesayim. And I have no doubt that what you're saying is true. V'noivi meimi yesoides haimuna. And they flow from the fundamentals of imuna. Ach keitzad yitochen. We'll get this many times. Keitzad yitochen sheshanim rabot ani mistoivivim chavilot shel yusurim. I'm walking around for years with bags and bundles of yusurim. Why didn't anyone ever tell me this? Not when I was 6, and not when I was 10, and not when I was 20, not when I was 30, not when I was 50, not 60, and a person go to the grave, Rahman, it's not having ever heard this. Why didn't anyone tell me this? אז השבתי לו, גם אני לא חנתי מעולם לדברים הללו. I also never received this in my חינוך. עיקר החינוך שקיבלנו וספגנו בבית הרב היה עידס תפילה, לימוד תורה ושמירת מצוות. The עיקר חינוך that I got in my parents' house was about תפילה, learning תורה and keeping מצוות. וזו באמת שאלה מדוע לא חנכנו לקבל מלכות שמיים, why didn't anybody מחנך us? In Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, or Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Lom Chishulanes, Avis Hashem, and Leinu Ka'avas, B'nai Yirtze, why didn't they ever teach us that Hashem is like a loving father? You're right. No one ever taught us this. Lacha Machshavos Rabbis. Nirlis Daiti She'atshuva L'kachi. He has his answer. His other Terutzim. He has his answer. לכך היא כי לא היה מוכן חימויסונו בקטנוסנו לדבר הזה, היה דובה הופך להרגל, כמו חלק ניקה ממצוסנו שהופכו למצוס אנושים ולמודו. והיה מקיימויס כמעט בכפייה, וכנס קופה עליהם הכגיגיס. In order that this wouldn't become like all the other mitzvahs. In all the other mitzvahs we were mechanech when we were young. All those mitzvahs became mitzvahs. Anoshim ulumada. We became murgal in them. They became habit. They lost their flair. If we would have been mechanech in Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim when we were young, we would have landed up exactly the same. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, דואג לכך שסדברים הללו נגלנו למצמנו. You have to find them for yourself. באופן זה נוכל לניסח מים חיים לדעשינו הרוכניס ולהחדים מקורס לחיינו. So that you'll come a time in your life where you'll be able to actually inject into your what has now become stale Yiddishkeit new force, new life. מים חיים. נוכל להיות יחידים כאברהם אבינו בשייסר. Everybody's going to have to become an Avraham Avinu, a unique individual who will megale his relationship with Hashem through his own avoda, his own personal cheder yichud with Hashem. Not because he was mechanech, not because he was taught it, and not because the whole world's doing it. Adarabah, the whole world's not doing it. You can make it kol ha'olam. נראה שהראיה לכך שהסיבה שלו לימדו עיסון ודבורים אלו היא כדי לאפשר לכל אחד לגלות את האמס לבודו. It appears to me, this is his opinion, you can take it or leave it, this is not... כדי שיתילוי כביכול סחוס יוצרים היא כדהלם. Akash Baruch Hu didn't megala this to us, so you can find it yourself, and you have the schus of being the one that created, invented. You found this for yourself. The same way that Avraham Avinu didn't have a father and didn't have a rebbe, and no one taught him about Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. He discovered it for himself. So too, it gets taken away from us. We have an opportunity to discover it for ourselves. Why we want kids have to go off the derech? Hapasha hashnia shel kriya shma ne'emru b'loshen rabim. The second part of Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, is said in the plural. The first part, which is Kabbalah Chamach Hushmaim, is said in the singular. Nachon? V'hayim Shemati Shmuel Mitzvahis Hashem Eichim Etzava Eschem Hayoim. Lumezoi Sapasha Dishayin Yosekis B'Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. Nemre B'loshen Yochid. Lelamdecha Ki Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim Mi Kabbalah Pratis. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, it's a private thing. It's a personal private thing. Ishit individualit bilvad. It's personal and individual, and only you can do this. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mesavev es kol hasibas doeg lekach shelo neida al gishazu v'naskil lekabal leinu dov hazeh b'atzmeinu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes to a lot of trouble to make sure that no one teaches you this, so you can discover it for yourself. So now we told you about it, we've messed it up for you. You can't discover it for yourself. Don't worry. Some of us have been through the Sefer many times and we're still trying to find it ourselves. It's a lot called Kach Pashut. It is now you know that there's something there to go look for, so go look for it. Alpiez Vanu del Il Novin Gam Madua Bapasha Shneel Lonema Uba Kolmo Adechem. In the first Pasha it says Bakolmo Idecho. Right? And then we repeat two of the three. Kol Nafshcha Bakolmo Adecho, Bakol Avavcha, Lachol Nafshcha Bakolmo Adecho. When we repeat it in the second parashah, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, we say Levavchem v'nafshaseichem, but we don't mention Moedeichem. K'vishnei b'parashah, v'tam hiki pirush, b'kodeo midashu moeded l'cho, batim l'parashah rishon, shemer b'loshin yochid. Because it's only shayach, b'kodeo midashu midashu moeded l'cho. It's only shayach to the yochid. Parashah makuvenes, l'avoida ruchnis, shel kol yochid v'yochid v'fna'atzma, k'shun izbad, that's only talking about each yochid v'yochid. Have a moide lo b'moid moide b'kol mida. For every measure that Hashem gives you of Yisurim, you have to thank Him yourself. That's a personal thing. That's, by the way, why we have to bow during moide. Moidim derabbanan. Why do we have to bow and say it together with the Chazan? He's doing a nice job with all the other 18 places. And all the other brachas, the Chazan's doing a very good job, and we let him carry on, and we sit back and do whatever we do. Suddenly comes to moide, we don't trust him. We have to do it ourselves. Why? He can't do it for you. It's a very personal place where you have to dredge up a Kodesh Toita, Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can the Chazan do that for you? You have to feel a Kodesh Toita, Kodesh Baruch Hu, at Moedim. So he's going to feel it for you. Shomei Koine, we've heard of Ava Margish. Little head, he says it, so you feel it. You have to feel it. There's some things no one else can do. Then Tetoma Keitzani Megaladovaze, Arei Shibchonu Esagilu Haatzmi Veschus Hayoitzli Maatzmis. If you'll ask me, so why did you give me this? Why did you tell this to me? You've taken away my opportunity to find it for myself. Understand, lo masati el roshe prokhim vana. I'll just give you the headings. All you have is a course outline here. Hagilu ha'atzmi shalchai ye, kishetafteach im advorim, tizvoinen vem, betigale vem, revodim amukim yoise. You have to take this and then go work it. Go deal with it, experience it in life, see how it works in life, battle with it, struggle with it, go through it. And knowing it's one thing, that doesn't do too much. You actually have to get into the ring and deal with it. And so you've built and developed a personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only you can do that. No one can do that. The same as you give the chosen and the kala drocha and whatever, and you tell them this and we tell them that. So now the husband and wife have a wonderful relationship, everything's fine. No, that's just like a bit of a compass where to go and where not to go. But now you have to spend the next 50, 60, 70 years building the relationship. It's the same with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. I can tell you there's a thing called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. I can tell you more or less where you have to access it. And then you have to go and do it. And when you start doing it, you look around, you'll be shocked, stunned, and amazed how few people have got any shaykhs to do. It can be a very lonely place to be. Aval, do you have a choice? Nira oid, כי במיני אלו הנאוים די בפני המלחום הסייפיס מלכל כך הסרה.
We are standing at the end of time, end of Mashiach, whatever you want to call it. And we're facing all the koichas hara are banding together to fight the final battle before the Mashiach Bam, before the Gula Shleima. Milchoma zu remuza bepoiskim, the psukim, sorry, shebepasha shayftim. In Dvarim it says like this, in Bajram it says like this, ki teitze le milchoma aloivecha, when you will go out to war against your enemies. Vareita sus varechev, am rav mimcho, lo tiremem. You go to fight your enemies and you'll see, wow, 100 million of them. With horses and chariots and these are trained warriors and we're like 35 yeshiva bochrim. Al tiramim, don't be scared. Ki Hashem Elokecha imcha u'ma'alecha meretz Mitzrayim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you, the one that took out of Mitzrayim. Vayekabonchem el amilchamah, kekeravchem el amilchamah. When you get close to the war, the Kohen will come out and you'll say, Shema Yisrael, atim krovim ayom lemilchama imaveichim. Listen, Yisrael, you're coming close to a war with your enemies. Al yerech levavchem, al tiru, don't tremble, don't fear. Va'al tepach tachpazu, va'al taratzu mipneim, don't be fearful, don't run away from them. Ki Hashem Elokeichem, ha'olechim ochim, lelachem lachem, imaveichem loshia eschem. Because Hashem's fighting the war. You think you have to fight the war? Hashem's fighting the war. Hashem's with you. You walk with Hashem, you're fine. If you're standing behind Goliath, you know, so you don't feel so worried. You know, they can. You know, if you're walking behind the big guy, you know, they're shooting arrows. He takes them, not you. You're walking with Hashem. What do you have to worry about? Hashem's fighting for you. So how does that apply to me? That's very nice. I'm not in the war, and I'm not going to war. And the war seems to want to come to me all the time. But I ain't going to no war. המלחמה הגדולה של כל יהודי לאורך כל ימי חייו הוא מלחמת צייצו. What's the equal war that a Jew has to fight? יום ולילה, 120 years of his life. מלחמת צייצו. לייצו יש סוס ורכב. And the Yetzer has wonderful tools, very sophisticated technological tools the Yetzer has to get you to do what he wants and not Shem wants. כלי מלחמה וכלי משחיס למנהיהם. פעמים רבות אנו חשים שאנחנו מבוססים עם החופה. I can't anymore. How many times has the Yetzirah tricked me up and I knew he wasn't and I said that and I got out there and I ended with Tamim Kate and Noichlam Rot call a call it Gabriel and said, how can I beat the Yetzirah? How can I? We name Elamdi Matanu Chazal, Bialkut Shmoini, Mashna Shma. What is the coin when he gives his Azorah? What does he say? Shma Yisrael. Amar le Makadosh Baruch Hu il Yisrael. Says the Midrash, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael. Afine lo kayemtem ele kriya shma shachris v'arvis bilvad iatam nimsore beyodam. If all you did was just say kriya shma morning and night, which most people do, you have to be mamash very far away if you can't say shma twice a day. Say shma, that's all. Even if you haven't gotten a bed yet, say shma. Shma, shma. Who doesn't say shma twice a day? Even if all you did was say Kriya Shema twice a day, I won't give you over to them. Kleima, schuz, and what is Shema? Shema is Kabbalah Zamal Chu Shamay. Doesn't say just if you kept one or two mitzvahs. If you'd said Shema, Shema is Kabbalah Zamal Chu Shamay. Ki haschuz ha-gedoyle she-bezrosu b'schuz ha-noyse Yeshua al-Oman. That's where the Yeshua comes from. You were Makabbalah Zamal Chu Shamay, Hashem says? Well, let's go for it. Having that relationship with Hashem, having been Makabal Malchus Shemaim, that's what gives us the koich to fight this last Yetzer. And the Yetzer is fighting hard. He has a lot to lose and he's putting all his koichas into this final battle. Because if he loses this one, it's game over and he knows it. Gemara, it's a midrash, lo zoche, it says on the great day the keepers of the house tremble. So the Mefarshim say it's talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yemos HaMashiach. On Rosh Hashanah there's a lot at stake, enormous amount at stake. So the keepers of the house, who are the keepers of the house? The Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And they tremble because they know this is it. You know, it's the final. they've been playing for 4 years to get to the final, and today that's why the final is usually a lousy game, because everyone's so tense and worried about who's going to win, who's going to win. They don't give anything because the keepers of the house tremble. A lot of pachad and nerves when it comes to the final. Yeah, if you think why I'm using that as a marshal, good. If you don't know why I'm using it as a marshal, I'll show you for it. As that's what it is. This is the final round. You know, I don't know about baseball, but it's like, you know, you'd be 14 rounds and the points are even. You're going to the last round. Everyone's shooting for a knockout. If anyone knows anything about boxing, yeah. And I was just waiting to be like about boxing. It used to be my favorite sport. But that's
participating?
It. No, you may. Nice Jewish boy. No, watching. Watching the Schwarzers kill themselves. What could be more fun watching it? Afrikaner beat up another Afrikaner. Who wouldn't want to watch that? Even pay to watch that. Anyway, no, whatever, I'm just saying, that's it. In baseball, there's a way of saying that as well, huh? I don't know. It's like the bases are loaded and you're down to the ninth or something. Yeah, there are ways of explaining the Milchomas Hayetze at the end. But that's it. There's 5 minutes left and it's 1-1, you know, and it's like there's lachatz. That's what's happening here. On Rosh Hashanah, also just before Mashiach comes. we have enormous nisoinus. This is a very troubled generation. How do you do it? Besicha b'tuv leivov. Because if we don't do that, Mashiach is not going to come. We don't get besimcha b'tuv leivov. If we don't understand azov to teirosi, Hashem says you left my Torah. Hashem doesn't say, you know what, the Vayis Hamikdash got destroyed because you abandoned the Torah. You know what it says? It says you abandoned my Torah. Why does it use that lotion? Rav Lef explains, because it was the fact that it was my Torah, they were keeping the Torah. The Nevi'im couldn't find out what was wrong. Lama Ozva Saritz, why was the land taken away from us? Hashem had to come and tell them. It means the Nevi'im couldn't say anything wrong. Everyone was keeping the Torah from, and B'datzei L'Charedis and Mahadrin Men Ahadrin and Rabbeinu Tam, and everyone was as from as they came. As Lama Ozaritz, why did the land get lost? Because you were Ozef Toirosi, Ma Torah. You were keeping a Torah, like a book of statutes, like a law book. A person keeps the laws, it doesn't mean he has a relationship with the king. You paid your taxes this year, so now Netanyahu is your best friend. No, you kept the laws, you keep the laws. Jim says, I don't want to need that. Who needs that? I want a relationship with you. You kept the Torah, but you didn't keep my Torah. Where am I in the picture? When you were benching, you were talking to me. When you were davening, you were talking to me. There was a relationship happening here. There was a Kabbalah Samalchu Shemaim. That's why the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed. We have to replace that. Otherwise, it's not going to come back again. Hayadir kanachnu avodov shel melech malchem elohim v'ashem elokeichem hu ahoylech lifneich lelachem lechem. You are Hashem's trusted servants, and Hashem's fighting for you. You're with Him. You're in a relationship with Him. Hu zu hi zu ashetanik lani choyles lamed aminis. That will give you the courage to withstand these nisonos. Otherwise, what chance do you have? Even if we match, you think you're much worse than the previous generations, you're much worse than your parents, your grandparents. Even if you look at your ruchnis and you go, oy vavoy, if Mashiach would come today, I don't know if I want to see him. Chaska Lila Mashiach would come today. I don't know how happy I would be. I'm going to see Mashiach in the Matzav Teramim. The local kach. No, seriously, Mashiach is supposed to come now. We want Mashiach to come. Nobody wants to sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av. We want Mashiach to come. Aval. I don't know if I want Mashiach to come. The local kach, you know. Mashiach will come. Oy, vavoy. Are we really waiting for Mashiach? We really want Mashiach to come. Mashiach will come, he's going to do one look at me like the Rizal, and Mashiach is going to look at you much more. The Rizal is nothing compared to Mashiach, and he's going to see everything. It's going to be a little bit of an embarrassing moment there. That's another story. How we get ready for Tisha B'Av. Aval. Even if you feel terrible, Beni Ruch is going back. I'm the worst in the world. Gamka Sha'anan, Sholim, Baruch, Masini, Vagashmas, and then you score Tomit.
keep on remembering, ki schus achas hilanu. We have one major schus. Anachnu mekabli makol ba'ava. We accept everything with love. Zu kibolus amalchus shamayim. Hashem, whatever you throw at me, whatever you want from me, if it's from you, I'm fine, I'm on board. That's the greatest schus that a person can have. That's the schus of a tochen. Va'aboteach ba'ashem chesed yisuzuvenu afilu rosh ha'gomo. And that's how we paskin, and you can stop arguing about it. Chofetz Chaim paskin, we paskin like the goy, not like the chovis of avos. Kach shamati, Reuven Gershon Ovad Zatzal, v'shem Reuven Gershon Ovad Zatzal, we paskin like the Chofetz Chaim. Va'aboteach ba'ashem chesed yisuzuvenu afilu rosh ha'gomo. That's how we paskin. So if you want to have a tochen in Hashem, but I can't have a tochen in Hashem because I'm such a Rosha. If I have a tochen in Hashem, I would, as the Chayim Solovov says, you can't have a tochen in Hashem and you go do everything Hashem doesn't want you to do and you still have a tochen in Hashem. It's a stirum in Ayobay. Says the Vilna Goyim, no. You can have a tochen in Hashem, Rosha Gomu. The schus of the tochen will get Hashem to give you what you need. Va'aboteach ba'Hashem chesed yisovavenu afilu Rosha Gomu. The Chofetz Chaim Paskins halacha at the Vilna Goyim. So all excuses, bad news. We got like the Vilna Goyim. So that's it. You makabel umachus shemaim. You trust in Hashem. You have a relationship with Hashem. You're not exactly keeping all the mitzvahs. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Whatever. That's another story. You have to deal with that. But not saying that's okay. No one's giving you a gold star. Yeah, not your third grade rebbe. Not getting a gold star. I'm not saying that at all. But you see, the Gemara tells you there's a place to have kabbalas umachus shemaim where there's no kabbalas or mitzvahs. Has to be that one. You'll get to, you'll see, Chalik Beis in the Sefer is all about Kabbalah for mitzvahs. We're not going to ignore it to become good Christians. It's not the goal yet. We're not going to just dance on top of buses and think everything's fine. Who needs to keep the Torah as well? Who needs to keep the Torah as well? But you first have to start with Kabbalah for Malchus Shemayim, because if you start with Kabbalah for mitzvahs, it looks a bit funny. It's Chosam in a Sefer. Not Chas V'Chilil is saying here for 1 minute that we're going to take Kabbalah for mitzvahs and throw it out the window. We say Kriya Shema, we say all three parshas, but let me say the first one. But you first have to say the first one while the second one remains unsaid. So how do you do that? You makabal ol malchus shemayim, and then you makabal ol mitzvahs. That means while you've been kabal ol malchus shemayim, there's no kabbalos or mitzvahs. The relationship's developing and the performance is still a little bit lacking. You'll catch up. That's why it's chapter 2, not chapter 1. But you have to learn chapter 2 as well, we'll get there. But when we get to chapter 2 after chapter 1, the Kabbalah of Mitzvahs looks very different to what it looked like without the relationship with Hashem. The Mitzvahs now take on a whole new light, a whole new essence. The husband comes home and he gives his wife flowers because he loves her and he has a chorus at Toiv. And he's so grateful, he doesn't know what to do, there's not enough money in the world to say thank you to her. So he buys flowers. Why flowers? Flowers have no value, that's why. It's a token. That's a completely different bunch of flowers to the guy who the chosen teacher told him, when you come on Friday, buy your wife flowers. So he doesn't really know why he's buying flowers, but the chosen teacher told him, when you come home, buy your wife flowers. Women like flowers, buy flowers. She won't, you know, she'll be nice to buy flowers. Can you see those two bunches of flowers? The camera, they look exactly the same. The camera lies. Two chasonim come home and they each give their wife a bunch of flowers and it looks exactly the same. No, the one is a bunch of flowers and the other one is Nebuch, you know. Yeah, dear, the chosen teacher told me I must give you these. And the other one is, well, I really love you and I care for you and I just want it. This is a token of my appreciation. You see the difference? That's how we are with Hashem. If you have a relationship with Hashem and you love Hashem and you have a chorus of toy for what he's doing for you or whatever, it's a completely different mitzvah than when you, well, you told me I've got to do this, I've got to do it, you know. Got to be a good boy, got to do it. And if I didn't have to do it, I wouldn't have to do it, like we'll see later. If you suddenly discover you're not Jewish, do you Magair or not? Why should I? As long as I thought I was Jewish, I had to do the mitzvahs. I'll be a good boy, I'll do the mitzvahs. But now you tell me that I'm not Jewish? Goodbye! So what did your Yiddishkeit look like? It was a relationship, yeah? You just give up a relationship because you found out that the... Yetochen ma'od shimayenu mutzlochim yosef elanu toiv v'mishurim acherim loyenu matzlichim lagei l'kabalus amalchus shemayim koch zaka. If we'd been ma'od matzlich and everything was just going fine for us, and everything was just going well, and you find that sometimes, then it could be you would never arrive at kabalus amalchus shemayim. You would have been enough with mitzvahs. If everything was going fine, you were one of these guys that just, you know, like these, you know, all-American blue-eyed boys, everything just goes well for you. You have no problems. Everything just goes. Hey, lovely. You love your learning. You daven nicely. You got into the best yeshiva. You know, you're marrying off your kids nicely. You don't have any financial issues, really. What was that? What do you need a kabbal some malchus shemayim for? Who needs a shemina matzah flock? Could be that you'd carry on. You wouldn't need it. Ulam davka taka she'anu magishim abudim u'biltim u'tzlochim. It's davka when you feel low. Korav Hashem l'nishbore leiv. Hashem gets close to those that are brokenhearted. U'biltim u'tzlochim. Kashe'anu chashim she'neinu mesugolim l'shakem es ol ha'mitzv shelanu. When you look and you just realize my own mitzvah is so far from what it's supposed to be. Davka b'sha'azu aleinu t'chadesh v'nimtzo truf al atzmeinu. Then you have to find a new medicine for yourself. Zuk baruch malchus shemaim amitis shelivosa es am Yisrael ma'az miyem la'am. That's the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim that has escorted Klal Yisrael from us to now. And then l'adchil min ha'yosod ka'amram vinu b'shaisa. You have to start like Avraham Avinu from the beginning. Shehikir is boire b'koiches atzmoi. How did he come to a relationship with Hashem? Through his own koiches. Ze keili v'anveyu elokei avi v'romeinu. It starts with ze keilu. Elokeinu v'elokei avaseinu. It starts with my God, and then it's my father's God. It doesn't start the other way around. We say, Elokeinu v'elokei avaseinu. In Shir HaSayam, we say, Ze keili v'anveyu elokei avi. Which should be first elokei avi, and then elokei. Nachon? It's not. It's first my God. You first have to build relations with God yourself. If all you have is a Masorah from your father that there's a God, as the Shlach Aruch says, Arumeinu is as Raimim, and it's far away from you. Ze keili, when it's keili, it's anvayu, it's anivuhu b'yachad. You have to make sure that it's the right God. You better go and sure that it's the same God your father had. You don't want to start coming up with new gods yet. That's why you need this chus avos. Aval, it's going to start with your personal relationship with Hashem. L'akiris etzmenu, akiris boreinu hakor amitis. You have to understand yourself, you have to know who you are, and you have to know who Hashem is. According to Ashkafas HaTorah. It's Hashem will carry that on tomorrow. You have to become Avram Avinu. There's no shortcut here. Amen. Thank you.
The juggler. Off. No, we've got a few days left. Up and down.